like to call to order the regular session of the Berlin Mayor and Council for Monday, September 23rd, 2019. And it has been our tradition here for many, many years. I'd like to invite everyone to join the Mayor and Council in reciting the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Would you please join us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
First item on tonight's agenda is the approval of the executive session minutes of September 9th.
Motion to approve.
We have a motion to approve the executive session minutes by Councilmember Julius. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay, all opposed. Council, please let it be shown that it's 4-0 and that Councilmember Troy Purnell is not here this evening. And the reason he is because he is one of the people that was asked to go down to the Bahamas because he's very familiar with that area. I don't know if he still has property there, but he's been asked to go down there and assess the damage and help come up with some estimates as to how much it's going to take to basically recover. And so that's where he is. So he's doing a public service in a different way. And, obviously we'll be anxious to hear what he has to say. But I haven't heard anything yet except that it's horrible. And it's, at least the last count I read on CNN or somewhere that there's been over 50 deaths, but there's still a lot of people missing. So, when you think you're having a bad day, you want to think about what other people have to deal with. Next is the approval of the executive session, second set of executive session minutes for September 9th, and just so you know, why are there two? Because that's the executive session where the mayor and council discussed and made the decision on the termination of our former town administrator. That's why there's two sets.
Motion to approve.
Okay, we have a motion to approve the executive session minutes. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay, all opposed? Again, same result, 0. The reason for the two different executive sessions, Maryland Open Meetings Act, is first to consult with counsel to obtain legal advice on a legal matter. And the other was to discuss the appointment, employment, assignment, promotion, discipline, demotion, compensation, removal, resignation, or performance evaluation of appointees, employees, or officials over whom this body has jurisdiction, or any other personnel matter that affects one or more specific individuals. Okay. Next is the approval of the regular session minutes from September 9th.
Motion to approve.
Okay, we have a motion by Councilmember Goyes to approve the regular session minutes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay. Pass 4-0. Now on number item 2 of the agenda, this is a motion to approve the invoice that we have received, invoices we received from Chesapeake Environmental Services for the cleanup required at Heron Park resulting from the chemical spill. The total for these invoices is $25,874.79. Any discussion?
I'll make a motion to approve.
Okay. We have a motion by Councilmember Tindall to approve the invoices. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Okay. Thank you. Okay. To date, all expenses that are related to the cleanup cost at Heron Park as a result of the chemicals spilling. I'm just going to be clear, the demolition costs are not related to the chemical spill. Approximately $75,000 demolition had been done when the chemical spill occurred, and as we'll discuss here later this evening, is how much it would take to finish the demolition. The costs that were directly attributable to the cleanup of the chemical spill and you know, all the related items to date has been $260,578, and that includes tonight's invoice. That are projected. We're still, you know, we're still projecting that it will end up to be about roughly $283,000. Can't be specific, but we think that's a realistic projection. So, with that, knowing that, what is your wishes in regarding to paying these? What may be two of the last invoices to Chesapeake Environmental Services.
Your question is?
I'm asking, do you want to pay it or not?
I thought we just made the
motion
to pay.
Pay.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Well, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. All opposed? All right. I'm sorry about that.
And Mayor, I want to add one thing. We did, and it's included in the summary sheet that you have. We did receive at the end of last week, after the agenda had been approved, another invoice for the month of September, or for August, excuse me, for the month of August for the attorney fees with Aquawall. That figure is built into the summary that you have, but this invoice here, and if you have it in front of you, I left it out there for you, is $18,359. So I'm seeking your approval to pay this as well.
Okay. Do we have a motion to approve?
I'll make a motion that we approve the outstanding balance for the month of August for Aquila.
Okay. We have a motion by Councilmember Tindall to pay the outstanding legal invoice to Aqua, and it's Aqua Law.
Oh, sorry. Aqua Law.
Yeah, Aqua Law. That's okay. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Okay, thank you very much. Next, it will be our departmental reports, and we'll start with Natalie Salee, our finance director.
Good evening, Mayor Council. We're just working on finishing up the audit with PKS and Company. The team spent a week on site going through pretty much normal procedures that they do every year. They had some different, I guess, new stuff being added by regulations, so everything went smooth, just a couple of items. We're still waiting on some reports to receive from them to fill out, but they're pretty much finished. We should be getting a draft November, I would say end of November, and normally we get our audited presentation here by then December. I will update for the dates later on when I get to know them.
Thank you. Any questions for Natalie? Next is Administrative Services Director Mary Boland.
I am very pleased as an update to my last report at the last meeting. The website is now up and running and functional. There are still a few kind of tweaks that we're going to make just to improve the overall site. Nothing at this point, there's nothing that we have given to D3 to do that they have not done, and everything should be functioning as intended.
And one thing, first of all, I want to thank you for all the work you've done on this. It was not an easy job, but there's also a lot of new information on the website that was not there before. And there's especially a lot of information showing where the town of Berlin is in relative to housing, average income, just goes on and on and on. And it compares not only in the state, but also,
in fairness, that's actually a
third-party
site that we link to, but it is a very good source of information.
Yeah, it's not our information. It's information about this town, and they do it all over the nation. So it's a comparison that's not just local. So that's all new information, wasn't there before. And obviously, anytime if you have any suggestions, we're not going to redo the site tomorrow, but we can always get suggestions, and that's how we do upgrades from time to time. And, you know, and I have to say this, For a small town, it's the exception rather than the rule to have as much information as we have available. And I can understand why that gets taken for granted. But anytime you might do some searches on other towns our size, it's a night and day.
Truly, it varies sometimes.
Okay. So, I just hope, people take advantage of it. It's there. We're trying to put out everything that's asked for. And, that's the whole idea is to get information out so that people can make decisions about what they like, what they don't like, or at least be aware of what's going on. All right. Next is Water Resources Director Jamie Latchin.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. We've been replacing a couple still water meters that are going up. We've had a couple decanter arms at the treatment plant break, so we were getting them repaired and got them fixed, and repairing a couple storm catch basins, and we're working on a ditch tomorrow and putting some stone down for the where it's washing it out a little bit. That's all I have.
Okay. Does anyone have any questions for Jamie? Next is Electric Utility Director Tim Lawrence.
Good evening. As far as peak shaving, the last time we ran our generators for peak shaving was on Wednesday 9/11, and we ran for about an hour and 30 minutes, so it was a short run. I don't foresee us having to peak shave anymore until winter hits, December, January, in that time frame. Also, over the past couple of weeks, I've been meeting with insurance investigators concerning the number two engine failure at the power plant. We had to ship some equipment off and stuff like that for some testing, dealing with that. And then in Stephen Decatur Park, we had assistance removing a couple of tree stumps in that area. And the big project was right outside the window here where the road's closed. We had to assist the electricians on relocating the overhead service feeding to the building so they could remove that wall, which that's been completed. As far as our work, they still have to take the wall down. And then also this Wednesday and Thursday, we'll be out and about reading meters, which will be both days. And then I'm working on the plan as far as Touch a Truck event, which is October 5th, which is a Saturday at Stephen Decatur Park from 10 o'clock to 12. That's it.
Thank you. Any questions for Tim? Jeff, correct in that the street closure would possibly continue into the afternoon tomorrow?
The information that I received, the street will probably be closed from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Good. I just want people to know since it's right in the heart of town.
The contractor had said to our office this morning, Mr. Mayor, that it would probably be Wednesday when they would be reopening.
That's fine. That's good.
It'll probably go a little, it'll go past.
Yeah, it might not be
expected to be done with taking that wall down, that outer brick and stucco wall, and have it framed up again to close up for Wednesday.
Okay, great. Thank you. All right, next is Police Chief Arnold Dowling.
Good evening, everyone. Just reminding everyone, we're still taking applications for entry-level dispatcher and police officer, and we've actually had quite a few people, downtown over the weekend and through the week, so we're actually having a lot of people flowing throughout town, and we're just trying to keep pace with everything. That's my report.
Thank you. I have to say, the interaction I think most all citizens have, and certainly the visitors, the ones that I have a chance to talk to about it, are always complimentary, so please thank your officers for that awareness. Thank you. Next is Planning Director Dave Englehart.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. The only update I have, I spoke with the Berlin Fire Company today in preparation for the meeting. When I spoke to Mr. Rohde, he said he was in the middle of doing the paperwork for the controlled burn on Flower Street. And when I asked him to explain a little, he said, I need to know which of the other fire companies are going to assist us. So he was putting a packet together to go out to them.
Okay.
I said, are you still on target for first week in October at the latest? And he said, well, it might be the first week or the second week in October is the way he put it. So
okay.
He's waiting to see what other neighboring towns
Yeah.
They always use this as a training exercise.
Okay.
But they also need enough men on the ground to pull it off, you know, to yeah. stop the traffic and to actually...
Yeah, it's all volunteer.
Yep. Yeah. So I just wanted to update you on that. I had called him after the last mayor and council meeting, and I hadn't gotten up with him, so I thought of it today. I said, let me give him a call and see if I can push him along a little bit. But he was already in the process.
Good. Excellent.
That should be coming up shortly.
Great. Great.
That's all I have.
Okay. Does anyone have any questions for Dave?
That was my question.
Okay. He anticipated. Next is Economic and Community Development Director Ivy Wells.
Good evening, Mayor and Council. I met with a gentleman who came from the Economic Development Committee of the town of Mount Airy today. I know he had been trying to reach us, and so I met with him today, and we did a tour around town. He was very interested. He hears nothing but good things about Berlin and wanted to come here and see things for himself and wanted a tour and wanted to know what we were doing to get businesses to come here and how we get to keep businesses, get to have businesses stay here for as long as they have. So he was very impressed with the town and bought a book and left. Also, I've been working, I know it's only September, but I've been working on Christmas and New Year's events, the Christmas parade, both New Year's Eve ball drops, and the tree lighting and holiday open house. So all of that's in the works right now. I want to thank Toby Gilbert. He has volunteered his time for two different reasons. He is removing the marigolds from downtown, and he's going to spread some mulch for us there because it's past time for the marigolds. And then he's also, I'm doing a lunch tomorrow for our visitor center volunteers, and he's going to donate the lunch for my volunteers for tomorrow.
Yeah, but please make sure he gets that we work out a letter of
oh, yeah.
thanks.
Yes. Oh, definitely. I am still waiting from the state of Maryland on the two grants that I wrote, so hopefully we'll get some word on that either next week or the week after. It was supposed to be 2 weeks ago. It got put back a little bit, so I'm hoping for good news on that. I'll keep you posted on both those grant opportunities. Let's see. October 15th is going to be the night where I present the event dates for 2020 for next year, so I want to give you a heads up on that. That's going to be Tuesday, October 15th, because Monday is a holiday. This Sunday is the last farmer's market, September 29th. Live music is Casey Briggs, and I do want to say thank you to the Worcester County Arts Council for the grant that we received from them to help pay for the musicians for the farmer's market. A reminder to everyone about picking up after your dogs. We had a little incident this weekend where a dog, I guess when you got to go, you got to go, and the dog relieved himself on the sidewalk, and the owner did not pick it up. And so Dave Wheaton and crew went and spread some, I don't know what that stuff is, down on the sidewalk. So if anyone is wondering if that was a spill, it wasn't. They put that stuff down. It was a spill. Also, Oktoberfest is Saturday, October 19th. Both bands. We have a German band sponsored by Burley Oak, and then we have a local band sponsored by Finn. So that'll be for Saturday, October 19th. And we are also bringing back the community ornament fundraiser for the tree. Some of the ornaments, we've had those ornaments up now for 3 years. So if anyone in the community wants to purchase, they're about this big, and they're acrylic, and for $20, you can have a message or your name put on the ornament, and then it gets hung in the community tree, and it's really nice to go down, and the kids try to find their ornaments in the tree, so we're doing that again to help raise money for some extra Christmas decorations this year. And then also I wanted to make note that some people have been talking about the event approval for the house on Flower Street all the way at the end of Flower Street. And I just want to let everybody know that that is not in town limits. That house is in the county limits. So if they want to do events, it's all within the county. That doesn't have anything to do with the town. And that's all I have. Okay. What? Fiddler's Convention was... I wasn't here for Fiddler's Convention, so I've heard... It was a really good time. There were no complaints about parking issues. The fire company allowed people to park there, as did the church. People were parking at Stephen Decatur Park. I arranged for the free shuttle from Ocean Downs Casino for people to park at Berlin Intermediate School, and everybody had a wonderful time. I'm sorry I missed it, but I had to be out of town for Fiddlers this year.
And it was perfect weather, too.
Yeah. Mother Nature was invited, and she showed up.
Thank you. All right. Does anyone have any questions for Ivy? All right. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Over the what?
Over the center
where you
have the chairs.
Over the cafe tables.
Yeah. No, where the people are sitting.
Over Main Street.
Oh, that would be a that's a chamber event. The town does not put that event on. So Larnette with the chamber, Steve Freeney with the chamber, they are responsible for the chairs, and they put that event on. So I think it's a great idea for them to rent a canopy for that. It's a wonderful idea.
Since it's such a small town, just mention it to them. That way, hopefully, it might be in the paper, but if you just mention it to them, we'll certainly ask as well. But sometimes it's better to come directly from the citizens because nobody can think of everything. Okay. Thank you. All right. Okie dokie. Next, he's actually going to be rolling in the Managing Director's Report, the Public Works Report, and the Town Administrator's Report on the one. That's Jeff Lee.
Mayor and Council, one thing I want to do is publicly recognize Kelsey Jensen. She put together, through the Worcester County Health Department last week, we had Narcan training here in this chamber. It was well attended by employees, and I know they were thankful, and it was very informative. So I do want to thank Kelsey for putting that together. Public Works has been, for the last probably 2.5 weeks, over in Stephen Decatur Park with the racquetball handball courts. They are in need of a facelift on all sides. So it's been stripped. So we're in the process now of sealing it and then putting the new surface on. And that's being done in-house. Okay. I want to thank Dave Engelhart. During National Night Out, the southwest corner of the property adjacent to Henry Park, there were not town property, private property. There was a very large tree that's been out there that's been dead for quite some time, right near the highway. But that was removed, and I want to thank Dave for getting that done. Last year, about this time frame, the U.S. Social Security Administration, the district office out of Philadelphia, came here and did a presentation, and they called that day, if the media remembers, Social Security Day in Berlin. I did receive a phone call yesterday. They want to do it again. It will be open to the public. Very informative. The gentleman that comes down, the district manager, extremely animated, extremely informative, not boring, breaks the stuff down. You understand it. So the date's to be announced, but I strongly encourage any and all who wish to attend that to make the presence. That's all I have, Mayor.
I have a question. Do we keep vials of Narcan here at Town Hall?
Yes.
Where are they located?
They're located in my office.
Should we have some located
where in the Welcome Center?
Should we have them located in the same compartment as the AED? Because chances are, if you're grabbing an AED, you probably need the Narcan as well.
Noted.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. All right. Is that it?
That's it.
Good. Okay. Thank you. I have something I want to bring up to the council, and that is since we've got the council packets together, we received a proposal from Goody Hill Groundwork to finish up the demolition that so abruptly ended when the chemical spill was discovered back in late June. So what we asked them to do, and Goody Hill we've worked with over many years, and quite frankly, we wanted to make sure it was someone we had full confidence in and that we had a track record with that we could have confidence in, is we ask them to break these down into separate proposals so that we could either approve some, a combination, or all of them as presented. And so as we go through this, this is a Goody Hill also provided these from an aerial drone, provided these pictures that were taken just a couple weeks ago. I would say, all right, first of all, this is the picture of the building that they call the CMU building, which they started, the previous contractor started demolition, of course, stopped midway, and some of the debris is over to the left. The actual spill, you can see, is over to the right, where there's straw, and underneath it is grass that's coming up very, very nicely. And so that is that estimate for doing that, basically removing the remaining demolition, cleaning up, and disposal. That one area would cost $9,500. So we'll move to the next one, please.
It's a video, so.
Yeah. That's just more views of that.
Can you use your mic?
More views of that? Sure. I'm sorry. Okay, that's the same building from the side of the pond. You can see it's a mess. And, of course, it was being partially demolished. It's partially demolished. Okay. All right, start right there. Okay, now, if you'll see, looking to the top is the southern part of Heron Park, and this area where there's the square, rectangular part of the concrete that's torn up, that's the edge of the passive area of the park where the three ponds are located. They call it the building on the berm, and it had been partially demolished, but again, not completely. And some of the debris from what was demolished is still sitting right next to it. And there's two different, one option that they're presenting is to completely remove that, that what's left of the foundation, and replace it with, soils and topsoil and all that sort of thing, and then have it done over with grass. So the doing it the best possible way would cost $18,000. And ironically, this area, if that is impediment when it is removed, it allows people to go on that side of the pond as well as the other side. So that's the second part. It's the number two. Let's move on to the, and there's another view of that. This is all grass in here. And
what I'd like to add to that, with this particular building and all the buildings that we're showing, everybody please understand that these buildings, if you've been out there, if you've looked around what's left of these buildings, a significant amount of valves and piping. So there's a big unknown with the valves and piping.
So what we would recommend, one of the things that we can recommend back is to get rid of all the loose debris and just leave the foundation there until a later time and make sure that it's, I'll call it sealed off, so there's no tripping hazard and all that. That may be a way to save some money, because it's just a concrete foundation on a building that hasn't been used in probably 15 years. And it has something to do with the pumping back and forth of the water in the initial pond, the one that had all the growth in it. All right, so that's that. Now we'll move on to the clarifier tank. Okay, right there, hold that. Is there used to be a large tank there, and we won't try to describe what used to go through it, but that's where all the waste from the rendering plant went through there and then out to the first pond. What we have done is this whole, is just finish what the contractor did not finish, get rid of the stone, fill in with the fill dirt, get all the miscellaneous growth and shrubbery away and the little fence there, and make that just like everywhere else where you can just cut the grass normally and there's no hazards to anyone. And that's just before you walk up to the passive side of the park where the ponds
are. Hold on, Kelsey, for one moment. Now, within this cylinder, is that concrete or is that water?
That is concrete.
That is concrete, so it's a solid surface.
That concrete, if you go from the center out, as you get further to the perimeter of that tank, the depth of that concrete increases significantly.
Okay.
Yeah, and basically it's rainwater that's accumulated since they tore down the tank that was there.
But that is a solid surface. Like, nobody's going to fall in and drown.
And the water is maybe this deep, but it never goes away because of the rain. Yeah, good question. All right. It's just his other views. There's a closer. You can see about the depth by looking at that. It would go maybe to your ankles, but it's a mess.
And all the little dimples you see, that concrete has been penetrated, but what was shared with me, that ground is so compacted, water cannot, it won't go.
And stop it,
won't
it right go. There. This is right next to the area we've just been showing, and this is rebar, a metal rebar that was removed from that area and is now stacked right next door. And, of course, we don't want anybody going near it, so that would also be part of that cleanup proposal for the clarifier tank. And that estimate for that part is $22,500. Okay. That's some nasty stuff there. And we just don't want anybody getting near it. This is the entrance to the passive part of the park. You see in the background on the upper left corner is the big Tyson processing plant, the back of it. And this is all the area on the other side where the rendering plant used to be is all fenced off. It's extremely difficult for anybody to get back there. What will happen, town employees will remove rainwater again from those areas, and some are several feet deep, some are just a couple feet, but basically we just want to get that all filled in with dirt so that there's even if somebody is foolish enough to go back there, the likelihood of them hurting themselves is, no more than anywhere else in town. So that's what would happen behind the fence, and that's not part of this contract because the town would be doing that directly. Any of that water that's removed, we can handle through our wastewater treatment plant. And when you see this big water tank in the middle of the picture, then that tank would remain where it is, but the mess, what I'll call the residue that's in the foreground of the picture, would all be removed. And that's the total cost for doing that part is $5,000. So when you take all of this together, if all four of these cleanup jobs were done, the total estimated cleanup for the four areas would be $55,000. And I guess there's a couple of different things I'm asking, would like for you to think about, discuss, is should we get all this done and put a limit on saying that we will contract for it to be done for a total of $55,000 and not to exceed that amount? Or do you want it? I'm not sure other than the building on the berm, which still needs to be cleaned up, and maybe we don't need to get rid of the base, everything else is sitting out there in plain sight and easily accessible, and it seems like to me it makes more sense to just get rid of it than to try to build barriers to keep people from walking into refuse that's left over from the initial demolition. So that's my...
I think somebody from the audience has a question.
Yes, yes.
Mr. comment about the outbuilding, I'm guessing that's the one that had the chemicals.
That's gone.
Oh, that? Yeah, that's completely gone.
That's gone.
Yeah, in fact, there's only... The only thing there is now is grass, and there were 12 dumpsters of soil removed, be on the extremely cautious. Only two of them had any toxic.
But you noted underground piping and valves.
Yeah.
Do we know what's underground?
No, not everywhere.
So you may dig something up and find some.
Well, that's what we don't want to do any more digging. See, that's what we're saying. All this is just, all this is cleaning up what's on the surface.
Have we done any soil samples in those areas?
What has happened, about a month ago, Chesapeake Environmental Services did bring in some ground penetrating radar. So around, not all, but most of these structures that are left, they have done some ground penetrating radar. Now, to what degree, where the pipes are, the number, I truly don't know.
I guess the question, if you find a pipe, you're going to excavate it or you're going to cover it up?
I'm going to leave that to the expert.
Appreciate your candidness. Yeah, sure. And it's one of those things where I don't know. Those pipes haven't been used for over 15 years. It would be my judgment to say if they haven't been used, that's not full with the valves or any of that, cover it over and bury it. In terms of, so it just cannot be of a, if it's not accessible to the public, it's not likely to be mess with or cause
on. What was in the piping prior?
What was in the piping was the waste from the wind rendering plant. That's as nice a way as I can say it. It was pretty bad stuff, but it was all natural.
It's biodegradable.
Yeah, it was the leftovers from the chicken processing. The chicken went out, all packaged and everything, and the residue went back to those ponds. It was treated, but it had to go through different stages, and this was at the beginning, so I doubt there was hardly any. It was right out of the rendering plant, so to speak.
Deborah Fletcher at Bell Circle. Any thoughts when everything's said and done? You talk about, and grass will go over this, and that'll be mowed. And I just hate to think of, A, personally, I don't think we need another park. Can we consider, once you have it environmentally neutral, selling it to developers and recapping, a development that, is something you're interested in to, increase your tax base? I just don't know with all this money that we've spent on this. Who really wants this to be a place that, as the town, hiring our people? Who could mow all this grass and all this business? It just seems like we're creating more bureaucracy unless we sell it to developers with plans that you would approve.
And the short answer is yes. And guess what? We can't even do anything with it until it's cleaned up, the irony of ironies is that was one of the reasons we wanted to take control of this property, because nobody, federal government, state, nobody has any interest in taking care of this unless we do it ourselves.
Once everything is said and done,
that's one of the things we can consider.
The cost of the property and all these expenses is at least $2.5 million. Can we try to, create things that are going to have income?
The answer is yes, and I'm glad you asked the question, because nobody has asked it in ages, honestly. And the irony is, hopefully the passive part of the park, we hope that can be maintained, because it's one of the top birding sites, and it's really a natural. Other than that one building, which caused all the mess, it's a very positive area for all kinds of nature things, including environmental science students and colleges, and I don't know what all, Maryland Coastal Bay, it just goes on, that can use that. But the other part, the industrial part, I'll call it north of there. That is going, we want to get it completely cleaned up as best we can. We can't even begin to address the building, so whoever comes in there is going to have to demolish the building and meet all those standards, and but at least it's not going to be harmful. And in the meantime, at least we can make it look nicer. Because, you know, quite frankly, if something looks bad, people just don't take an interest. And I think we can do that for a fraction of what's been spent so far.
Thank you.
Thank you. I think that's a great suggestion.
My question is, how, if we want to move forward with cleaning it up at the tune of $55,000, how are we going to pay for it?
So the only, you know, the only suggestion I can make at the current time is that we look into borrowing the money from ourselves, not from reserves, but from the money that we set aside from the sale of the property that Dollar General bought from the town.
But that's reserved for the multi-purpose building, right?
Right. And that's something
the community center.
And that's something we'd have to repay back when that comes to fruition. Because whatever we do there, we're going to have to create some sort of financing to actually build it. I mean, that the money that we have set aside will go to for planning and engineering and you know, some minor work, but it's going to cost considerably more, and that's got to be a long range, you know, financed project. And I think any of the major projects are going to have to be that, and that's one of the things that I think we're going to have to consider for any further major projects while we're building the reserves back.
Now, from what I've seen and what I've heard from people that have been out and about through the park, I'm wondering how safe with this debris the park is to keep open in this current state. Should we consider shutting that passive use part off while we figure out what we're going to do with this, so that nobody gets hurt?
Well, I mean, if you want to, we can.
It seems like there's a lot of obstacles there that could cause some harm.
I would say I would support that as long as we get it cleaned up in time, because just leaving it in that condition is only going to, everything's going to get worse again. It'd be all the way back to the way it was when Tyson abandoned the property.
Jeff, you're always out there, so what's your recommendation?
Well, from a liability perspective, what we have done is cordoned off each area with signage. From a liability insurance perspective, we've met the requirements, the basic requirements. Now, can somebody walk over that silt fence or walk into the area? Absolutely.
But somebody could walk into it even if we close it.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
The question I have is for the mayor. In section number 2, I got a little confused about if the $18,000 would include the removal of the slab.
That's correct.
So it would include the removal of the slab.
Yes, and replacing the fill dirt and topsoil.
Okay.
Yeah, this is everything that's being recommended to get park where we thought it would be by the 1st of July.
So the only finances we can borrow this from is the money that's set aside for the community center?
Well, this way, it's the only fund that's not part of the reserves, and that whatever we spend here would have to be replaced when the deed and all that gets cleared. And let's face it, first would have to be removal and demolition of the current building, and then we'd have to, of course, the community have to work together. As there's so many, again, suggestions about what folks want, and if they want to partner up with county recreation, if they want to possibly partner up with YMCA or some other entity, public entity, that at that point, when we determine what is wanted and needed, then that is the point where we'd have to repay that fund. And I don't think that's all going to happen overnight. I think it's going to be something that we continue to work on Again, just the property lines, it's taken months to get the property lines established, and we had our engineers out there, you know, not contracted engineers who did this for a living. And it was just an area that it was kind of haphazard. It goes back to pre-Civil War times. And right, you know, now there's the best records there's ever been, and the county's working with us and all that. But, you know, some of this stuff goes back beyond the 20th century. And what we're trying to do is straighten out. This particular property goes back to 1941. And, of course, there were no environmental laws, none. Environmental Protection Agency was started in 1970. And they really obviously didn't have an effect at a local level, and probably until the mid to later 70s. And that was the beginning. So, you know.
But what we have discussed are possibilities for maybe financing these endeavors.
That's right.
But we have just finished the first port of the year.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you hear me now? Because I keep forgetting I got this soft voice. But we have only completed round one quarter. And who knows? These are not decisions that we have to make now concerning borrow from ourselves or whatever. But I think as the year goes, we will see how the year is going, and who knows, we may have one of the best years we have, being optimistic. We may have one of the best years we have ever had. But I would suggest that we delay any decisions that dealt with borrowing from ourselves, reassigning set aside funds, or whatever, until we get further into
the fiscal year.
The fiscal year, yes.
So let me ask this: are you suggesting that we not do anything until that time, or that we
do this?
Because we have the money on hand.
No, not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. Not doing nothing is not the way I think we should go. Eventually, like the young lady considered or suggested that this property could be income for the town if it's seen by the right people or the right developer. That's a discussion for another time. But the time is today. And I do believe that we need to proceed with trying to get this property as pristine as possible.
Yes, ma'am. On the berm?
Right there on the picture.
Oh, there, yeah.
The abandoned one right on the water. That's been there forever and been a hazard. It should be roped off as far as I always thought. But, I mean, most of what's been out there has been hazardous. I would think that cleaning up the rebar, because that was something that was put there, and that other metal piece, I don't know what it is, like a plow kind of look or something.
internally. And again, I expect your opinion, but it's a mess. And so basically, there are events planned there that and
change that. You've changed that before. You don't need this. We've survived without this park for a very long time, and we certainly don't need to keep putting. It's like throwing money after bad constantly. You have those ponds. According to the report, there's a $6 million cleanup cost if you wanted to clean up those ponds, from what I read, and it's $7 million for the other one. I mean, this is beyond what we should have ever gotten into. And now that we are here, I understand the idea to clean it up. But to me, I think you've done it for this year, for this fiscal year. Close it, and next year, when you can budget better, because you don't know what you're going to run into, just like this man said. And then we'll be where? We're going to be taking money more from that place? I mean, that's how we got into this. Borrowing, we had to have our taxes go up and our sewer and our water go up because we were borrowing from reserves then. That's what you're starting to do with this, and that's how we got into trouble. If it was something that was absolutely necessary to the functioning of the town, I would say, sure, I understand that. But this is not. This has been an abandoned chicken plant for however long it's been there, since the 40s, as you said. But so it can stay there until we have the money to invest in it and plan. I mean, this was a catastrophe. It should never have been bought. But knowing what was there.
Well,
I agree.
It just is very infuriating to keep throwing money at something when we can't even afford microphones for this building so that we can all hear. I mean, that's just, you have other things that are important. This is not. And closing it would not hurt anybody. Nobody can find it except for the birders. And they've been finding it fine without it ever being cleaned up, evidently. It's annoying.
Yes, sir.
Just a question. The water tank, what is the purpose of that remaining?
It's only because it would be more money to remove.
Okay, that's fine.
And it's not. It's unsightly, but it's not a hazard.
Right.
And, no, and you can't get in it, at least unless somebody tries to destroy it. But that's why. Yeah, and like this building, you know, you can. I think, you know, you're saying if we don't do any of these measures, there's no way to have access to any of it. And that's again, this decision. It's going to be interesting. It's a very, you know, interesting and important decision, and you know, I would say this. I know it's not ever going to clean up itself, and there's nobody else that's interested ever will do it. We can't even put it on the market.
I just think that Marie has a really valid point with, let's just stop digging today. Let's stop digging with more and more potential debt. You know, let's, you know, to let the checking account settle a little bit. You know, let's just, there, you know, it's been there, whatever, 70 years almost. There's no great panic if things have been scheduled to happen there. And it's not safe. I personally think the whole purchase of the property was a big mistake. But that's, you know, we don't need a park, whatever. But I just think that Marie is just, you know, take a step back. You know, nothing is absolutely necessary right now. And just let the dust settle. We just went through, so many people got involved with coming to town council meetings, taxes, okay? Mm-hmm. Can't we just put the brakes on? Just put the brakes on with non-essential spending.
All right, thank you.
Non-essential or essential, it all depends on where you sit. It all depends on where you sit. And each of us in this room could or could not have an opinion about this issue. But I'd like to go forward. Thus, I'd like to move to approve the $55,000 as described by the mayor.
Not to exceed.
So that's my motion.
We have a motion by Councilmember Burrell to approve all the proposed estimates for the remaining demolition and cleanup for $55,000. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Opposed.
Okay. The motion fails 3-1.
I'll make a motion that we close the park until we figure out the safety concerns associated with this debris and how we're going to move forward.
Okay. We have a motion to close the park indefinitely until we figure out how we're going to clean it up of the remaining debris and hazards. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay.
I would just like to add also.
I oppose you.
Okay.
If we look into,
3-1.
If we look into the site and see if it's anything that can be done in-house with our employees to help clean this up, I think we should do it to make it safe.
Okay. All right. Make a note of that, please, Jeff. And one thing I would have to say I do still recommend is that for closing it, we need to close off the back portion. Basically, where you just before you start to go up the rise to where the ponds are, that we just extend the fence across, not north and south, but east and west, just extend the fence there so that there's just, there's no way somebody can accidentally climb over a tall fence like that.
I would also say let's put up some no trespassing signs along the grassy area behind the residence, along Old Ocean City Boulevard, so that in the event that somebody's walking behind properties in the grass, that they don't accidentally end up in that park area that should be closed.
Yeah, and may I suggest that there's already a fence there that we've never removed or anything that we can put on that going east and west.
Okay, if there's something we could do to just make sure that nobody accidentally ends up in that area, that would be
great. Because you have to walk around it. There's no gate or anything. So I think that's fine. That's a good idea. Make a note of that, Jeff. Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All righty. So that's all I have. do we have any comments or
no, sir.
Topics of the council?
I have nothing.
I don't have a thing.
Okay. Do we have any comments or questions from the public? Yes. Because do you have any idea what this week's been like? And here's the thing: we're trying to do everything open we can. And I tell you, you want to do this job? Come up here and do it. I'm telling you, I'm trying to keep everything moving, keeping everything open. And if you don't like it, I'm sorry, but we're not going to hold things off and not discuss them when we need to. We got the information together. Finally came together today, and I wasn't sure if I would be able to do it until about 3:30 today. And I don't see any point in why we should put all this discussion off for 2 weeks because we couldn't get it on the agenda. If somebody wants me to go to hell for that, then I'll just go to hell. There's enough. There's just enough. This is a situation that we inherited this situation. You may disagree with how we've handled it, and I understand that, but the fact that we're just going to kick the can down the road because we couldn't get it on the agenda, when it's purely right out here in the public for anybody who wants to know, anybody who's listening, or anybody in the press, I'm not going to apologize for that. I'm sorry. We're not going to just
put things off just to put them off because we couldn't get it on a piece of paper by Friday afternoon. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Well, as for the instructions, I'm supposed to come forward and speak into the microphone, but can I speak from here?
Yes.
Okay. So, good evening. I'm here to publicly extend my most gracious thanks to the community as a whole on behalf of myself and my family. Oh, again, Sarah Hanbury, Washington Street. In regards to a horrific fire and a subsequent explosion at our residence on July 30th. So, I would like to thank the mayor for coming and extending your helpfulness and coming to see it. Various council members, again, for your messages and your support, offering your assistance to every single person sitting at this table for power, rebuilding, community support. I can't even tell you how many ways Ivy has reached out to help our lift our family up during this time. Especially Chief Downing, who was at my house, I believe, during the fire. I didn't see him. He was at my house the morning after the fire. He's been at my house several times since the fire, putting in place a sense of security for my family and my neighbors in relation to parking. I love my house. I love my neighborhood. I'm the one that chose to buy that house on a very narrow street. But after witnessing the challenge of the fire department getting there at Tuesday at 5:30, I would like to say thank you to all of you for extending the event non-parking zone. During events, our non-resident visitors flood the streets of Grace and Washington and other surrounding streets, of which I don't live on, so I won't speak for that. The last several events, which was Fiddlers and Small Town Throwdown, thank you to Ivy Wells, Police Department, Public Works, for putting up signs, for putting up parking cones, to keep the flow of traffic open for emergency vehicles. Whether or not we need to restrict parking on both sides of Washington is a point that's been discussed amongst my neighbors. I will leave it to the judgment of the police chief, the planning department, and the fire chief to make the right decisions. But on such a contentious night, I'm glad I chose tonight to come and say thank you to all of you. And, you know, Gray Street is just an extremely narrow thing, and when your house is burning and you can't find your children and it takes the fire department 5-point turns to get to a water hose, yeah, maybe it's not a good place for residents to be parking. And I have seen the public comments on the World Wide Web that says resident liberties at challenge. Look, if you need an ambulance, if you need a fire truck, resident liberties need to be put in place by those that handle our safety and security. So thank you. Thank you all.
Thank you for your comment.
Oh, and also, Halloween is a go on Washington Street, so please restrict driving between the hours of 5 and 7 on Washington Street.
Great.
And perhaps Jefferson.
And thank you for your comments.
We closed Main Street.
Oh, and Main Street? See, I never get to leave my front porch. So I'm held hostage by the throngs of thousands of children demanding candy.
Sarah, two things.
Yes,
first
sir.
Off, I believe I can speak for all of us up here. We are so thankful that nobody was hurt.
Oh, yeah, that
because
was
of all
four
of
my notes, yes.
That would have made it much more difficult, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And secondly, please don't be so quick to dismiss yourself or your neighborhood for input and put the onus on our chief. I hope that you all can work directly with our chief. And you guys decide. You come up with some kind of a plan or an idea. Work with our chief. Work with our director of planning, see if it works. And it may be a little bit difficult for some people at some times, but you guys live there. You're the ones that come up with it.
Yes.
So I'd love to make sure that you have your input heard. Please.
And I would. And thank you. And I will. I've just been a bit preoccupied
the last seven weeks.
Just today, unfortunately, the tree crews were there removing several hundred-year-old trees that caught on fire. Thankfully, July 30th was not a windy night, or historic Berlin would look significantly different. exploded windows.
Created.
Yes, I still have exploded windows. I have burned trees. I have shattered glass. It looks like a fallout zone.
And just so you know, is that the chief, in addition to your neighborhood, we thought
yes.
this would be a great opportunity
Correct.
To go to other neighborhoods that
That's
have
right.
these very old streets that were
right.
put in place before the many decades before the automobile was even invented.
I went in eyes wide open to yeah. buy that house. So
yeah.
I knew what I was getting into. I'm not laying claim.
Yeah.
No.
I'm saying
yeah.
the chief's looking at all neighborhoods
right.
where there's a similar situation.
That.
And we're, you know, when he's ready and he's got his information together, he's going to
yes.
come before the council and make
and
recommendations
is,
about parking.
Thank you. That is the fair and just way of going
yeah.
about everyone.
That way everybody's treated the same.
And one yeah. statement, a lot of residents are not going to come here. I spoke to a lot of them. I went door to door. And understand that. I mean, we can wait for people to come today and speak on this topic. But one thing, they've already worked out with their neighbors. It's a strong community. When you ever see Halloween come through, you'll understand that. But you'll go ahead and see that none of them actually park on one side of the street already.
No.
But having no signs up, all the HBC guys, the pool guys, the tree repair guys, mm-hmm. other visitors are the ones parking there. They already have their stuff in order, and I think they're doing a wonderful job. One thing is I can walk to one door, and you'll see neighbors coming out, and they'll say, that person's here, there, and they understand they're communicating together. So we give them credit for being a good community, and they're working together. They're just not here. And
I'm as much to blame. I mean, in the last 7 weeks, my construction crews, my tree guys, my mess has been expanded beyond the borders of my property into the streets. So I understand it is a challenge to keep the streets clear. But, you know, if my construction crews are there, at least the guys are 10 feet with their keys in their pockets ready to move their cars. Unlike us banging on doors of neighbors saying, there's a fire truck coming, move your darn car. And there's a... So, thank you.
We're very lucky that didn't happen during an event day.
Yes.
Because historically, during the events, you've got both sides of the street packed with cars. It's you're playing chicken with whoever's coming this way. And that would have been just...
It was... Yeah.
That's where they make Diamond Place for.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, sir.
That's it.
Well, I'd like to change the subject. My name is Donna Fletcher at 257 Powell Circle. This in reference to the administrator, the firing of the administrator. I just have a couple of questions about maybe you may or may not be able to answer.
Okay.
One of them is the paper said that she was fired for multiple reasons. Can you disclose what those reasons are?
Absolutely not. And but I would say this, to also explain that one of those reasons had to do very much with the chemical spill.
Okay.
That's the only thing, because it's obvious that that happened, and but that's as far as I can explain about that.
Okay. So then the next question would be, I guess you can't disclose that either, what would her severance be?
No, because, again, that's a contractual thing. Provided the severance as by the letter of the contract, and you know, we just have to give all this time, and at the end of the year, audit for this year, then I guess all that can
be
done.
Public record later on.
Yes, absolutely.
And please understand, irregardless of whether it was a town administrator or it was a part-time seasonal help, a personnel decision is just that.
Personnel decision.
Okay. And then the last question I have is, I understand that you and the director is going to fill in the blanks while she is being replaced during that time before she got this replacement. So is there any salary remuneration for that?
Well, one of the things we discussed that tonight, and we're going to get some information and 2 weeks from now, we hope to have all the information we can have to make an informed decision about that. But we've had a preliminary discussion. This is the first time we've been together as a group since the last meeting 2 weeks ago. So yeah, but that
that is something we are discussing, but at this point, no decision's been made, but I anticipated decisions will be made within 2 weeks.
Okay. That's my question.
Sure. No. That's fine. Any other questions or comments? Do we have any questions from the press?
Move to adjourn.
We stand adjourned. Thank you very much for coming.